Thank you, Chair, and good day to everyone. I mean, I guess just a brief history as well. I mean, these provisions were added into the AOCAS regulation at the start to hopefully gain some experience from other such systems when they came onto the market. I think that obviously there was some concerns in terms of if there was a quick proliferation of these systems, but that didn't turn out to be the case. I guess we can still learn as these systems come to the market. So appreciate that holding on to the footnote as was originally the case is probably not the best way forward. In terms of some of the wording that's been proposed, I think welcome the proposal coming from Japan. I think that does simplify the text a lot and also avoids calling into question, you know, the capability of the system just specifically, or calling into question the capability of the system specifically for a certain provision. I think the simplicity of it does help, and as has been mentioned by OICA, you know, that should be covered by other requirements in the regulation. In terms of the uncritical, we can see the reason why OICA have used that terminology. That was obviously is already contained within regulation number 79. I think the issue in using it here is we haven't used it in the same, or we don't talk about criticality within ALKS. We just talk about not making a vehicle unreasonably decelerate at a certain rate. So if we do choose to take that wording forward, we might just need to avoid even referring to criticality, since it's not a provision that we, or a terminology that we do use in ALKS regulation. Thank you.